This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a major shift starting this month, the mega retailer Amazon has decided to donate stuff that hasn't sold instead of dumping or destroying. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on that.
Predicting which dog bed or back-to-school backpack will be popular isn't always easy.
Forecasting is extremely challenging.
That's Nicole DeHoratius, an operations management professor at the University of Chicago.
And it's getting even harder as product life cycles become shorter.
That's everything from electronics to clothes. Some companies, though, don't want to pay to have their items shipped back or sell their outdated goods at a discounted rate. That can cheapen the brand, says Alexis Bateman, director of MIT's Sustainable Supply Chains. So retailers who sell through Amazon have a choice to make when it comes to overstock.
When they're kind of looking at the trade-off, sometimes the costs are actually cheaper to just throw it away, which is very unfortunate.
So what to do with all the orphaned items no one orders? Now in the U.S., Amazon is partnering with Good360. That group distributes overstocks and return products to nonprofits that give things to people who need them. Everything from coats and coffee makers to teething toys. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.